Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got to do.
Matter of fact, let's just start the show over.
Wait. Do we need to address the elephant in the room?
And then start the show over after you address that elephant, please.
Okay.
I haven't said anything.
You didn't say it into the mic.
No, you didn't say it into the mic.
And
you
to be fair to Mike Meltzer, he might have just been asking, okay, is that actor Bill Bellamy? Mike, there's a lot of movies you haven't seen. I feel like it's unforgivable that you haven't seen the movie Friday.
I have seen Friday.
All right. So did you think that maybe Chris Tucker was, I don't know.
I had a certain mindset going in.
Yeah, okay.
And that threw me off.
Okay, yeah, that was from the movie Friday.
I've seen Friday, actually.
Oh, okay.
I think I may have seen it twice.
You just thought that, Bill Bellamy, you thought maybe Bill Bellamy was in Friday?
Yes.
Okay, I got
somehow.
You. Yeah, I got
I actually
you.
Didn't think Bill Bellamy.
That would make sense because Bill Bellamy's going to join us at 7:30.
Wait, how would that make sense?
Because he's just thinking, well, we've got Bill Bellamy on the show and there's some clip from a movie, maybe that's Bill Bellamy.
That was my instant thought, actually. Yeah. This could be part of our new game with Wade Smith at 9.
That's a very good point.
This could be part of our game.
We're going to be
talking.
Ask, is that Major Applewhite? Because we've got him on the show today.
We did.
Why didn't you ask if it was Major Applewhite?
Good question.
We're talking to Kelly Gregg, the former defensive tackle from the Baltimore Ravens.
Nose tackle.
And you guys might be asking, why would you be talking about Kelly Gregg? Because there are a couple reasons. One, I always admired his game. But two, one of the things I admired about him was that he was a 3-time Oklahoma State wrestling champion and fought MMA while he was playing football. So we got into a little bit of a discussion on Twitter yesterday as to whether I could beat up Conor McGregor or not.
And you think that he can provide some insight into this?
Yeah, yeah. And where I landed on that was I would actually feel pretty confident about it as long as I got like a year of MMA training in. The weight class just makes too much.
Okay.
The weight class makes all the difference in the world. Yeah. Now, because the biggest thing is that whole Brazilian jiu-jitsu aspect of it with the submissions and everything. I don't know. It's completely different from wrestling. So like all of a sudden you've got your arm locked out and they could dislocate your elbow before you know it. So that's what I don't know. But
that's what you got to worry about.
Like the one thing that strikes everybody, like when you see Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather up on stage together, is that, like, these are tiny people. These are wee men. But
like Mayweather would beat me up easily
in a boxing match. Yeah,
in any situation, a boxing match.
Once you introduce grappling and everything into it, probably.
Mayweather would beat me in any kind of format in any possible way in everything.
Oh, you actually did you actually call in the show yesterday, Lander?
No, I was in there working, and I went in there and argued with Lopez and Stutes. That's where this whole thing started because they were talking about Mayweather, and then I just said. They said that Mayweather would beat McGregor would beat you up. So I told them they wouldn't, and then they had me go in there, and they kind of just bombarded me and basically said that you were a big wuss.
Oh, really? Yeah. Let me hear this.
Oh, come on. Just so people know, Landry texted us that Seth would, quote, what?
Seth would kick McGregor's ass.
No way in hell.
Seth's close to 300 pounds.
I don't care.
McGregor's 150 pounds.
He's going down to 150. He's about 175.
He's not going to wrestle Seth to the ground.
These guys are little. Look, I've been around these guys. Trust me. He would not stand a chance.
You put Seth and Conor McGregor in a street fight. You put a gun to my head and say you got to pick one of them. I'm taking Seth.
No way. You know how many 300-pounders have come at McGregor probably in a bar? He would get his ass kicked by
Conor
McGregor.
Just a street fight, Seth beats McGregor.
A street fight is what he does for a living.
Oh, that's all sanctioned and stuff. He's standing up. How many guys does McGregor make tap out? It seems like he's always trying to
He doesn't need to make them tap out because they're knocked out.
Well, he has 140-pounders running at his knees. It's a little different when you – it's twice as much weight. It's a little bit different.
Okay, Seth's 300 pounds. Do you think Seth's fast? Do you think Seth has quick hands?
Oh, you son of a bitch.
I doubt it, but he's a former NFL player.
He would get his ass kicked.
Seth in about 5 minutes. Seth on the ground, just choking him as hard as he can in 5 minutes. McGregor's not getting out of it.
McGregor would snap the arm that Seth is choking him with. This is craziness.
That's crazy.
I can't believe he believes that.
I don't think he does.
Cody brings up the one legitimate point in that conversation. Because for Lopez to compare me to other, like any random 300-pound dude on the street really pisses me off. Like, that genuinely pisses me off. Second, though, Cody makes a good point. It's all of that stuff. It's all the the jiu-jitsu, the submission, snapping arms, and all that stuff. That's what I have no clue about. That's what, like, those guys, like, I used to, like, mess around with my brother's buddies. My brother was ranked in the world in freestyle wrestling and everything. And, like, I could handle my brother weighed, I can't remember what weight class it was internationally at the time, whether it was 210 or whatever. Like, I used to handle him pretty easily when I weighed 300 pounds.
Really?
I was training all the time. Yeah, like, I could beat the, like, wrestling-wise.
Okay.
But now when you add the Brazilian jiu-jitsu aspect to it, where guys are fighting from their back, basically. You're not just trying to pin somebody.
Yeah.
That's what I have no clue about. So that's where I think...
But he doesn't do that. He's submitted one guy in his whole career. That's part of the point. Like, if you fought Royce Gracie or something like that, or one of these guys like GSP that submits people, they might be able to break your arm.
Plus, Royce Gracie is... how big is he?
He's like 160 or something like that. There's like 100 Gracies. But the point is... He's not used to grabbing a 300-pound arm. And I'm not sitting here. They act like I said Joe from the rec center could beat LeBron.
Yeah.
It's a former NFL player. And you know I will pick guys to beat you up all the time.
That's right.
Is 150 pounds.
It's the weight
5'9".
And the weight alone. That's why there are weight classes. Like, that's what I don't quite get. Now, I talked to A.J. Hoffman, who's fought before. He fights MMA. And he's like a big dude. And he was talking about how his...
What did he say?
He said his sensei or whatever, his instructor, is like a 150-pounder. And that he handles him pretty easy. Like, the instructor handles AJ at times. I don't know if he says easily or whatever. So that got me thinking. I'm like, all right, yeah, this... Now I feel like what we have to do is start a charity series of charity matches, and see how high I could work my way up the lightweight ranks of the MMA. And wherein I fight somebody who sucked weight down to 150.
Until you get destroyed.
150 or 155, whatever the lightweight division is for MMA. And like, see if I can beat like an amateur, then see if I can beat... Maybe I can work my way up to beating like a semi-pro lightweight MMA guy. And then I'll work my way up, and maybe I'll get McGregor. I'll fight McGregor for no less than... $2,000 or $3,000.
It's so hard to argue with Lopez, though, because for somebody who is a journalist for almost 30 years, he will just throw... He said, no, McGregor's usually 176. He's going down to 150. No, he went up 170 to fight Diaz, and
once.
He got completely overwhelmed by it.
Yeah.
He's not 176 going down to 150. So he throws this stuff in there. And I think when it comes to the weight and it comes to everything, and I understand what McGregor does. Brian McDonald came in here, by the way, and goes, you're kidding me? McGregor would knock Seth out with hand speed. I would hope that Seth, if they got in a street fight, he would not just sit there and square up with Conor McGregor and try to box him.
I'm not going to freaking go in there with like my arms above my head. like, come at me, bro. That's the other part I don't know, though, too. That's what I'd really like to do is to see... Because you ever watch that little thing of the Mountain from Game of Thrones, like kind of jokingly sparring with Conor McGregor? The hardest thing is just how fast they are with their... I'm not worried about his hand speed. I'm worried about his feet. I'm worried about his feet.
If he kicks you, you're out.
No, that, but also just tiring me out trying to get a hold of him. Like, I don't know, like, to try to get, like, overly aggressive trying to grab him with somebody that knows how to box or something, that's what I would be nervous about. I don't have a clue. For one, I'm not in nearly good enough shape. I'd get really tired really fast. But if I trained for a long time, I think most, like, 300-pound guys who were professional football players and had an element of toughness to them, if they trained that way, could beat Conor McGregor. That's like, it's not. So that's why I want to ask Kelly Gregg, because Kelly Gregg trained MMA. He was a 300-pound defensive tackle. Nobody on the Ravens would F with him, is what I've been told by guys on the Ravens that played with him. And so now I'm just curious on his take on it. So I feel like we'll get a more definitive answer than Lopez throwing his nonsense out there.
And then he goes, if you've been around these guys, look.
Oh, yeah, Lopez. I forgot Lopez covered it. Does Lopez have a vote in the MMA Hall of Fame or something? Lopez, if you've been around these guys.
When you go around football players, you're like, wow, this guy's huge. Being around those guys makes you respect him a little bit less. Because Conor McGregor, you'll look at him and say, dude, this guy is a twerp.
Yeah.
I have a hot take.
This is the whole thing. This is the big thing. This is where guys like Lopez mess up. They love to be like, oh, bigger they are, the harder they fall. Here's the problem. Every guy that says that is talking about like the softy 300-pound dude on his high school football team that didn't have any aggression to him or anything. There are 300-pound dudes out there that are just as tough as you and are just as willing to do whatever it takes to beat your ass. Like, don't make the mistake of thinking, you know, like Marcus Luttrell. Marcus Luttrell is like he was like 265, 270. You're going to sit there and say, yeah, Marcus Luttrell, bigger they are, harder they fall. Go screw yourself. I'm mad at everybody except Conor McGregor in this. I honestly, the people on Twitter got me convinced that, like, okay, wait, I spoke too soon with this kind of my cockiness versus Conor McGregor. But I will fight every single one of you. Every single one of you.
I have
24 Greenway Plaza. You get your ass up here.
I have a hot take.
But like, give me 3 months to train.
I have a hot take on this. I feel like McGregor would win.
Yeah, no, I think...
I'm not saying that against you.
I think he would win.
Okay.
But this is it. The thing that bothers me is the complete confidence with which people are spewing this take, this complete hypothetical. That's what bothers me. Like Lopez, like, oh, you have no idea.
Honestly,
I'm not even messing around here. Cody and Lopez have some weird thing now where they take pot shot. I tune into their show for like one segment a day,
and they
always sneak in some shot at me. I don't know what the hell got into their heads about me that they now are taking shots at me all the time.
Why don't people respect NFL defensive linemen that bang with 350-pound guys on I'm not even saying McGregor might not beat up Seth, but I'm just saying to act like Seth would just go in there and not at least try to tackle him or something like that is absolutely ridiculous.
Part of the problem is that I've sucked at the combine that we did at 6'10 lately. I'm so far out of shape.
Should I put out a Twitter poll on this?
No,
then you get the guy that signed a permission slip to get his ass kicked in an octagon one time, and he calls himself a professional fighter.
It's really annoying because then you get the inferiority complex of the MMA fighter who just desperately needs a sport to get more attention and everything. And that's why MMA guys don't understand. My brother was a Division I wrestler, Division I All-American at heavyweight, and a lot of those guys go on in MMA and everything. I have a complete and total respect for those guys. It's the toughest sport in the world. And most guys that are in combat sports understand why there are weight classes. Like, it's a huge, huge difference. That's all my point.
Like, you're hyper-focused on that. I wonder how many of these guys, I bet there are people
that think that Conor McGregor, like, without thinking about it, they think Conor McGregor would beat a bunch of heavyweights in MMA. And he just wouldn't.
No chance. Yeah. No chance at all. At 6:30, we have a person who was in the NBA media for a long time spitting fire about the Rockets. We'll have that audio for you. Major Applewhite will join us at 8:30 this morning, and we wanted to figure out what are the biggest controversies in honor of Applewhite versus Phil Simms, the biggest controversies and position battles in Houston going on right now.